Blog Talk Radio. de la mansion de la majesté. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, and I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Praise God. Hallelujah. God made a way. Amen. He made a way. Hallelujah. Out of no way, he causes walls to fall, giants fall. My God, God is able. He is able to do all things but fail. God is worthy, and he is able to do all things but fail. Welcome to the prayer line on tonight. We're going to go into the word. I'll turn to the book of John. We're going to come into, I'm just going to read a few verses from the book of John. John chapter 1. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 11. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's just read a few verses. Verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No. It is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just go down a few verses to verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even verse 26, "And whoever lives by believing in me, will never die. Do you believe this? Amen. Hallelujah. And I just, even on the couple of days before this Thanksgiving holiday, God just wants us to be reminded of why we praise him. Amen. And he just dropped this word into my spirit just before we went on the prayer line. And what God said was, go ahead and praise me because it's already done. My God, my God, my God. God said, tell the people to go ahead and praise me because it's already done. And God is just moving strategically in the lives of his people. We have gone through some year. It's been quite a year for a lot of us. And we are to the point where we are in November, going into December, and we are still yet anticipating that boom. My God, some of us have experienced some breakthrough. Some of us have experienced some open doors. Some of us have experienced some opportunities. And yes, some of us have experienced some manifestation of God's glory in our lives. Yet there's something on the inside of each and every one of us, and I can bear witness because there's something on the inside of me that knows that God is not finished blessing me yet, my God. And that's what God wants us to know tonight. He says, I'm not done. I'm not finished blessing you yet. And it's that thing that looks dead. It's that thing that looks like it's hopeless. It's that thing that came out of nowhere, my God, to come and come against your dreams and come against your marriage and come against your ministry, that thing that came to come against your finances, is that thing that's coming against your family, that thing that the devil wants you to believe that it's impossible for it to turn around. God says, that's the thing right there that I sent my word for tonight. And God has sent his word tonight, amen, to let you know that is already done. Amen. Keep believing God because it's already done. God wants me to lift up a couple of things. First is you got to take this word. You got to take this word tonight. This word is coming in the form of prophecy. And you have to take this prophetic word along with every other prophetic word that you have received and run with it. My God, you got to wrap this word with prayer. You have to war over the word. Take it to your war room. Pray it. Put it in your Bible, write it down in your journal, and write down, I'm praising God today because I got a word that this thing is not going to end badly. This thing is not going to end in defeat. This thing is not going to end in death. This thing is not going to end in destruction. This thing that I'm facing is not going to end in dismay. As a matter of fact, we might as well say this year is not going to end the way that it's been going. This year is not going to end the way it came in. But I got a word that this is the year of the boom. I got a word that God's going to bless me this year. I got a word that God is turning things in my favor, and I'm holding on to that word, and I'm running with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. So God says, hold on to the word, and that's what Jesus did. He gave us an example. I love Jesus. I said, I love Jesus because he always gives us an example of what to look forward to as we're in the here and now. And Jesus gave us an example, and he said, this thing is not going to end badly. This thing is not going to end in death. And as I preached on Sunday, he said, go tell Mary and Martha that it's not over. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, it's not over until God says it's over. And then the next thing God says is that we have to go ahead, my God, hallelujah, and we have to believe him at his word. Not only do we have to believe, but Jesus is looking at us, and he's looking to us for a confession of our faith. My God, hallelujah. Yeah. In other words, you're going to say what you're going to have what you say. My God, this is not the first time that Jesus questioned faith. My God, he told the man with the sick son, when the man said, do something for my son if you can. And Jesus said, if I can, there is nothing impossible for me. The question is not if I can. The question is, do you believe I can? Oh, my God. That's for somebody out there today. Do you believe God can? Amen. And then Jesus asked that man, do you believe? And the man said, Lord, I believe. But what did he say? He said, help my unbelief. I believe. But sometimes we have faith, but we need to pray and ask God to help our unbelief. Help us in those small areas where we still have the little inkling of disbelief. My God, that little inkling of doubt that tries to creep in and steal our faith and stop us from going forward and believing what God has said. When we need God to help us not to believe what we see with our natural eyes. Oh, my God. We need God to help us not to believe what we feel in this flesh. Come on, somebody. See, the flesh will tell you that it's not going to happen. The flesh will tell you you're not delivered from that thing. The flesh will tell you you can't help yourself. The flesh will tell you, my God, to do something crazy, to do something foolish, my God, something stupid. My God. But we got to get to the point where we believe the word, and the word also tells us, my God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. No weapon in this world, not the devil, and not our flesh. Come on, somebody. We have the victory in every single area. So death could not take Lazarus out. Come on, because Jesus had already spoken the word over his life. Yeah. And he asked the people that were standing in the gap. Oh, my God, we got to have the right people standing there. In the gap for us. See, you need the right people standing with you on your team. You need the right people praying for you. You need the right people speaking into your life. You need some people that have some great faith. My God.
Yeah.
In this season, you need some people that have some great faith because of the great things that God is about to do in your life. Oh, my God. My God. Because where there is a great demonstration, where there is a great plan of God, there is also great opposition. My God. That's why you got to be geared up. You got to pull on the full armor of God. You got to believe God against all odds. You have to refuse to look to the left or the right. You have to say, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, and I shall not be moved.
Amen.
So you got to get your faith up. We have to get our faith up. We have to get back to that place of faith. And that's what Jesus was asking Martha. You know me. I love you. We're in relationship. You know, you telling me, you coming to me telling me if I had been here, your brother would not have died. You know, and that's amazing. Sometimes we're like, well, where was God? Where was Jesus? And it's like Jesus was saying, you know what? I'm always with you in spirit. So who moved? Oh, my God. My God. He's always with us in spirit. So who moved? When we move out of faith, we move out of spirit. The Bible tells us to walk and live in the spirit. My God. So when we feel like God is not there, it's because we move.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't move. He's steadfast. My God, he's unchangeable. My God, there's no shadow of changing with him. Come on. So we got to get back to that place of worship. Get back to a place of faith. And finally, we got to go ahead and praise God in advance. Jesus said, didn't I tell you that if you just believe that I was going to show you the glory of God? My God, I feel like jumping and shouting and running right now because of the things that I'm believing God for. I feel like running and just going around, running around my block, and it's a long block. I feel like running around my block because God has made some promises to me, and he said to me, if I just believe the promises, if I believe that he's going to manifest his glory, that the glory of God is going to be revealed in every situation that God has shown me, in everything that God has promised me. And that's what you have to know on today, that if you just believe, you shall see the glory of God. If you just believe, you shall see the manifestation of God. Your family will come into order. Your finances will line up. My God, your mindset will begin to be advanced. My God, into a kingdom mindset. My God, confusion will have to go. My God, your children will turn around and come back and be reunited to you. My God, they will come back and honor you as their mother, as their father. My God, hallelujah. God says, I'm already doing it. It's already done. I see God right now. I'm prophetically seeing a vision of God, and it's like wheels in motion behind the scenes in your life, that God is moving behind the scenes in your life. And he says, I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into your mind the things that I have prepared for you. There's some prepared blessings with your name on it. Oh,
Lord.
Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. That's why the warfare has been so intense. That's why the devil tried to destroy you and your spouse and your children and your business and your everything that you have that's connected to you. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he can't whip you. He can't whip you. He can't whip you. Come on, somebody. So I would say, go ahead and praise God. God says, praise me in advance. Because it's already done. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. So go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and worship him. Praise God in advance. Because it's already done. Go ahead and believe God. Say, God, I dare you, even now, we can't even hear you, but I dare you to open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And then open your mouth and put a name on it. Lord, I praise you for restoring my marriage. Lord, I praise you for bringing my children back to Jesus. Lord, I praise you for bringing the finances that I need. God says, praise me on this 2 days before Thanksgiving. God says, give me thanks, not for the turkey, not for the dressing. No, we're going to thank God for all that food we're going to eat that we don't even need. But God said, give me thanks for what I promised you. Give me thanks for waking you up this morning. Because if I woke you up, that means I'm not finished blessing you yet. I'm not finished using you yet. And like Pastor said, that means it's not over. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You come off. I come off.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless his name on tonight, the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you for the word tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Martha and Mary had to come into agreement. They brother got restored. I feel God right there. Lazarus got restored to his sisters. They were a family again because God said this is not going to end like the devil expected. We're going to take the callers tonight. We see some hands raised already. We're going to move as the Lord leads. Press 1 on your phone, and we're going to take the calls tonight. They simply came into agreement. Jesus sent them out two by two, and that's what we do on this prayer line. We come into agreement. We're believing God with you and for you, and we have seen, glory be to God, manifestation and testimonies and praise reports of the power of prayer. So, Pastor, let's start taking some callers on tonight. Just tell me the caller.
Area code 919.
This is the area code 919. 919. God bless you tonight. Area code 919. Yes, amen.
Hi.
We can hear you.
Okay, hi.
Hello.
This is Jamila. How are you guys doing?
Did you say Jamila?
Yes, God bless you.
Yes, God bless you guys too.
Amen.
I want to thank you for the word. I want to thank you for the word. It seems like every time you guys speak in the beginning, it's like you're talking right to me, because it's like that's what I was going to ask for prayer about. Disappointment and losing faith with disappointment. You know, walking around, you know, with a smile, trying to feel strong. And, you know, sometimes I feel guilty about being disappointed. And sometimes I aim low because I don't like disappointment or the feeling that comes with it. But I know that I need to have faith that this thing, and still believe in this thing that I'm believing for. So if you guys would just pray for me, you know, as the Spirit leads you, I'd appreciate it.
And we're going to lift it up before the Lord, because, you know, the Bible talks about strongholds, and you are free, and you are free indeed, because the Son has set you free.
Yes.
And we're just going to come into agreement, because familiar spirits try to harass and revisit all of us. But we're binding that thing up tonight, because, amen, you're going to allow God to minister to your heart, your mind, and your spirit, and the spirit of discouragement and disappointment. Sometimes, because people have let us down, that spirit tries to arise again. But we're going to pray for you to have victory tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that the devil tries to come to discourage and frustrate and confuse. But we bind that spirit up off of Jamila right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, give her a boldness. Give her a courage. Give her, Father God, a fearlessness that she's never known before in the mighty name of Jesus. She has unlimited, uncommon, unusual power, God. Now we believe by faith that she's about to access the greater one that dwells on the inside of her. Thank you, Lord, for her victory. Thank you that she has been decreed and declared more than a conqueror by you. Thank you that her ladder is greater in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe by faith right now that, Lord, she is walking in newness. She is walking above reproach. She is walking, God, above the thoughts that try to come and defeat her mindset in the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, we pray her strength in the Lord, that you would give her the ability to take negative thought captive, to take ungodly thoughts and put them in a proper place in the, oh, I feel God right there, in the name of Jesus, because the devil knows, Lord, when we walk by faith, we please you, and you are a rewarder of those who please you. So God, I believe by faith right now, as Pastor already said, it's already done for Sister Jamila. Psalm 1, everything your hands touch will prosper. You're going to be that tree planted in the streams of living water. So we cover you with the blood of Jesus. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. And we believe that the blessings of the Lord for you, the blessings of the Lord for you are yes and amen.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we agree with her tonight that she's walking in victory in every area of life.
My God.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We
amen.
You know, the devil is a liar.
Yes,
you gotta always tell him he's a liar, and he's trying to lie through your thoughts. But you got the victory. Just go ahead and pursue and watch what God do.
Amen.
Amen.
And watch this. Disappointment is real. Disappointment is so real, Jamila, you know, and there are going to be times in your life when you deal with disappointment, but God is saying this. God said, don't let your disappointment turn into discouragement.
Mm.
Amen. Because that's what the devil would try to do. He would try to take an emotion that's natural when we have things that happen in life, or things don't happen the way that we want, or somebody lets us down, or we let ourselves down. That's a disappointment will come, but we cannot allow disappointment to turn into discouragement, because the devil will push us into a place of disbelief. My God. So that's the enemy's tactic, to try to take disappointment and turn it into something that he can use. But God can use disappointment, because that disappointment, what it does is it pushes you closer into the bosom of Jesus.
Mm.
It pushes you closer into the bosom of God. So when we're disappointed, what we do is we pray and we praise and we worship and we read the Bible and we hear real people of God speak, my God, so that the rivers can be revitalized. in our bellies, my God, amen. So the living waters can begin to refresh us in the time in the presence of God.
Amen.
So you're on. I want to tell you right now that you're on track. You're on the right path,
yes.
And you're doing the right things by pursuing God even in the middle of disappointment. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I'm proud of you. I see progress. I see progress, and I'm so proud of you, godly proud of you, and how you are standing. Even though we stumble and fall, we get back up again, you know. And I just thank God for your growth and the maturity. He says you're in a maturing process. You're in a maturing process, and there will be some pressure in that process. Amen. So count it not strange if you undergo some pressure. Amen. But God already, he already worked things out for your good. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God
bless you.
Keep praising. Amen. God
bless.
Keep praising and keep pressing. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Caller.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another caller. It looks like the phone lines are lit up tonight, so we're actually taking them in the order that they've come through. Area code 973. 973 ends with 8. God bless you. That might be an error. We'll come back to that caller. Amen. Amen. Area code 678. God bless you.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. I know that joy is mine, happiness is mine, happiness is mine, happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Happiness today is mine. And I want to give thanks to Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my provider, my healer, for all he has done for me this year. I can't even explain. I can't even explain. And I know that he's not done with me yet, but I just can't explain how everything is just coming so fast for me. And I thank God for every single minute and for allowing me to see it. Pastor Rebecca, you know when I was praying for my disability and they approved it, but they approved partial, whatever. Anyway, you know what? I left it up in God's hands, and I said, you know, it's in your hand. It's whatever your will is, Lord. And I was, you know, I was willing to accept whatever it was. Well, you know what? It is worth the wait. It is worth the wait. Wait for the Lord, because even though I didn't get a full disability, and even though I'm still working with my, you know, with my problems in my back and everything, but he does find a way for me to do it. I got a promotion, so, and it's way better than disability. So you know what? God has provided for me. God's been there, and he knows what's good, and I have to wait for the right time, his time. And if this is what he wanted for me to wait because he didn't feel that this was right for me, but this is right for me, I receive it in Jesus' name, because only he will do good for you. You just have to be patient and keep on pressing through and praying. I want to say a prayer for everyone in this prayer line. I hope and pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, close to your family or whoever you're close to, or even if you're going out there to feed the hungry. But I just want you to have a safe and blessed Thanksgiving. And Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, bless both of you, not only today but forever, because you guys are like, I mean, you guys are very special and have a very special part in my heart. Not only wouldn't I have been here if it wasn't for God, but there's lots of people that brought me closer to God. And you and Pastor Anthony were one of them, and my cousin Carmen for, you know, introduced me to this prayer line that I hate to miss. So thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving and have a safe one. I love everybody on this prayer line, and I wish nothing but blessings for everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a powerful, awesome testimony increase.
Promotion.
Amen. Promotion.
Wow.
God is doing something. I just saw you as a bushel, as a light that had to be put out. Outside, that could not just be sitting in the house.
Wow.
God wants your light to shine. And I don't know, there's something about even the place where he has you working, where he's having you influence the workplace,
yeah.
the marketplace for him. And they're seeing the light of the Lord to the point that God has allowed you to even be promoted
Jesus.
On the job.
Come on.
So God is doing
yes,
something
man.
Miraculous. He's at work, and I saw God moving. Even as you spoke, I saw things moving swiftly on your behalf. Even before you said it, I saw an acceleration, that God is accelerating things on your behalf, and he's moving on your behalf. And even healing, God says total healing. He's still bringing forth total manifesting healing in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Maria, and we thank you, Lord, for her testimony
yes.
of faith, oh God. How she, Father God, hallelujah, continues to praise you
Lord.
No matter what's going on in her life, God. And even in spite of, Father God, the circumstances, God, you have blessed her even in the middle, Father God, of a circumstance, Father God, that has been even difficult for her to bear. But, God, she kept praising you. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing her. We thank you for the promotion. We thank you for open doors.
Mm.
We thank you for the things that are yet to come,
yes.
even before the end of this year, God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that are yet to come even before the end of this year, God. We thank you, Lord, for total healing in her body. Lord, we thank you that she will be able to enjoy her latter days, God, without pain. My God, we speak healing over her right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her body, over every ache, over every pain, and we declare her healed in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for your Holy Ghost endorphins being released in her body supernaturally
Amen.
On a regular basis, God, that she will not feel any pain, God, that her brain waves will not even be able to register pain, God, in the name of Jesus, but she will be able to lift her hands and jump and shout and do everything that she needs to do, God, because you're turning, Father God, her latter years into her best years.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name. Continue to bless Maria. Bless, Father God, everyone who's connected to her, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you. Bless Sister Carmen, oh God, who's been a blessing in her life, God. Bless Carmen's family. Bless Brother Mingo, God. Bless Sister Carmen's marriage, God. And Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon the lives of these two cousins, oh God, that you brought them together for such a time as this,
yeah.
God, that their relationship is bringing you glory, even as iron sharpens iron. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, you keep
Lord.
Praying.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're going to be pain free and it's not going to come back again. Amen. So you keep praising
yes,
God for that day. You keep praising Him because, watch God, nothing is impossible for God. He won't fail. So we declare healing and we know it's going to manifest and you're going to have days and weeks and months and years. Without pain. Amen.
Amen. I received that in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you both, and have a happy Thanksgiving together with your family and a safe one.
Amen.
Amen. Congratulations on that promotion. Have a blessed holiday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I love you too.
That is a report. Amen. To God be the glory.
Wow.
Promotion, a raise, a bonus,
wow.
an increase.
Wow.
Oh, God is a good God.
Oh, yes, He is.
Oh.
God is good. Yes, he is.
Blessed in the city. Yes.
You want him, but he's always right on.
Yes. He's an on-time guy. Yes, he is.
Yes,
thank
he
you,
is.
Lord.
Oh, that's
we're taking
awesome.
Another caller.
Amen. He's an all-time God. We're going
to
take another caller.
To
yes,
God be the glory.
Area code 919.
God bless tonight.
God bless you guys. This is Nichelle. I wanted to first say thank you for the prayer tonight and also the word in the beginning. When I was listening, I just wanted to come in agreement with, you know, what God has already spoken. And I don't know why, but like today, it was, God was just letting me know that it's done. You know what I'm saying? And you know how, like, sometimes even though, like, certain situations, they are not tangible in the natural, but in the spirit realm, it's already done. We're just waiting for, you know, the tangible. And so God was just giving it. It might sound strange to some people, but he gave me, like, this little demonstration, like the storm that I went through. You know, like, sometimes we go through storms, and there are certain people, they will start out in the storm with you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But after the storm is over, well, in the process of the storm, they get lost. You know what I'm saying? And then when the storm is over, some of them begin to come back. And so God has showed me that, you know what I'm saying, like in the process, in the storm, but it was not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes in the storm, we suffer loss, where what we feel is loss. But our lives and certain things, think about Paul when he was on the boat. You know, certain things was lost or whatever, but, you know, our life was fine or whatever. But the promises that God has promised us, they're yes and amen. And so God has showed me that even though, like, some days, you know, I have days that sometimes for some reason I just, you know, don't feel good. And I, some reason these last couple of weeks have been like a struggle to me. But I continued to pray and press, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes we have to push past those things. And I, for one, I really do thank God for, you know, you guys being here and being faithful to pray for us and stuff. Because sometimes, well, a lot of days on those hard days, you guys prayed for me. But, you know, I have to give God credit for his faithfulness because even when I wanted to give up, he wouldn't let me give up. You know what I'm saying? And he put me as yourself, you know, in that place where I could just, you know, lean on and just ask for prayer and certain things. And it was never, you know, because sometimes, and I think I've said this before, sometimes you ask for prayer more than once, people are like, I just prayed for you the other day, you know. But I just thank God for your attitude. Not that you're just doing it, but you're doing it unto the Lord. Because you have to do it unto the Lord to be able to do it with this type of attitude. So I thank God for that. But I also thank God that it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of all of the stuff that has happened or whatever, you know, I would never charge God foolishly or whatever. It was all good, you know what I'm saying, because it made me a better person. And I know, like, sometimes I be tripping when it comes to the ministry or whatever, but I accepted. I gave God a yes. I said, God, you know, just help me to get certain things. But I had to make up my mind had to be there mentally. And it took me saying yes, and not just saying it, but, you know, being sincere with it or whatever. So I accept whatever, you know, God has called me to do and stuff, even though, you know, like, some days we're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days. But in the midst of it all, I'm thankful. And so I just wanted to say that, and I also wanted to, you know, thank you guys for just being faithful in what God has called you to do. And I ask that you guys pray for me. Just however the Holy Spirit, I don't really have any special prayer requests, but I just ask for prayer tonight as well.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Before I pray, I got the word of God open, and I just want to say this in your hearing. Psalm 113, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 115, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Psalm 116, finally, I love the Lord, the psalmist said, because he heard my voice and my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him all the days of my life.
Amen.
I feel God right there with the reading of the word. That's for you in the name of Jesus in the spirit. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for prophetess tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, she's going to praise you. We understand the word of the Lord over her life is that you are going to increase her more and more, her and her children. And Father, we know, as she already declared, you hear her prayer. And we just touch and agree with her tonight that she's going to serve you all the days of her life. So, Lord, no weapon formed against her will prosper in the name of Jesus. God, encourage her in this season as only you can. I thank you for greater strength, a greater anointing, a greater revelation of who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless the works of her hand. Move every obstacle, every, Father God, mountain that tries to stand in her way from her victory, every hater, every enemy, every adversary. We believe by faith right now that she's holding her peace and you're fighting every battle. So, Lord, allow her in the name of Jesus to know you are God.
Yes,
so we pray, Lord,
yes, God,
that her relationship with you, her walk with
yes,
you,
Lord,
her belief in you
yes,
is stronger than ever. And we believe by faith right now that it's already done. So, Lord, she is secured in you. We pray and we believe, God, that, Lord, she is the redeemed of the Lord. She belongs to you, and everything she do will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We believe the word of the Lord, and I say meditate on those three, Psalm 113, 115, and 116, is going to bless you because you're in a good season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for you. Even as our pastor was praying for you, I heard God say you have been given clearance to take off. You have been given clearance to take off. And I saw you, and it was like a plane, and it was like a lot of rubble. Like, as he was praying, it was a lot of rubble around the plane, a lot of bricks and stones and debris. And as he said, every stronghold was broken. Barriers were broken. Boulders were broken. Things had been broken off and broken up off the, out of your path, but it was all around the wheels of the plane and you being the plane. But then God, I saw God lifting you up like a helicopter. There was no runway. He was lifting you up like a helicopter,
Lord.
And then you began to soar. My God. So God, I was like, wow, God, that is so powerful because you've given her clearance to take off and soar. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a new strength. There's a newness. There's a new strength. There's a new stamina. There's a new praise. There's a new word in your belly. My God, and there's a new work, my God, that God is doing through you. So we just thank God for the newness of it all and everything that God is doing in your life. Amen. So we just praise God for you, and we praise God for this new time. I don't think he's not even allowing me to call it a season. This new time that he has you in, because this is a kairotic time. Kairos, the kairos of God has intervened and clashed into the chronos of man. Amen. So he has you in a new time. Amen. And we just thank God for this new time that God has you in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
And we thank God for you, and it's to God be the glory. Amen. That we're able to be here every week and pray, and it's our honor to serve, you know, those who come to the prayer line, you know, you and others. You know, we know that we're just a part, a little small piece of what God is doing in all of your lives. So we just thank God for you guys trusting us to pray and speak into your lives. So we just thank God for the privilege of serving. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you guys as well. Thank you so much, Prophetess and Pastor Anthony. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We got some more callers waiting,
yes.
And we're going to get to every caller on tonight.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is on this line, Pastor,
yes.
Tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God and the Spirit of Thanksgiving all week long. What's this next caller, Pastor?
832.
Area code 832. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony. This is Elaine.
Amen.
God bless you, Elaine.
Yes. I'm happy I was able to dial in today. You know, my schedule sometimes gets out of normal, and so tonight I could dial in, and I was just calling in and listening, and just, you know, if the Lord has anything to say, I'd love to hear it.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God. Amen. As he has made room in your busy life to join us tonight. We thank God that the line is full tonight, and we're just coming into agreement because we have an expectation of God.
Yes.
It's not us. And Pastor read that tonight.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Never over. So we believe by faith right now. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what the enemy's trying to lie to you about. But I'm hearing that for you personally, it's not over.
Jesus.
You know, God,
yes.
God is saying, don't give up that. I don't know what that is,
mm-hmm.
but God is saying, don't give up
my
on
God,
it.
Jesus.
Do not give up on it. Maybe it doesn't look promising, but God is saying tonight, do not give up on that. So I believe by faith right now, God is going to work that thing out, even if it comes to the last second. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do or how he's going to do it. Just believe. Amen. Father,
yes.
We thank you for tonight in the name
yes.
of Jesus, even as we saw through the scripture reading earlier that with an impossible situation with Martha and Mary,
yes.
God came through. And right now, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that before her mother's womb, you knew her. Before she was in her mother's womb, God, you ordained her. So we thank you for her life, her strength, her witness in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, bless the entire family, everyone she's connected
thank
to
you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Her lineage, her bloodline.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for the extended family through Sister Elaine in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now during this holiday season, Lord, meet every need. We thank you, hallelujah, that the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow. So whatever the enemy's trying to do, God, turn that thing around for her good. Oh, I felt God right there. Turn it around for her good in the name of Jesus. We know when the enemy comes one way, he'll flee seven different ways. And God, she has purpose on her life.
Jesus.
She's on assignment.
Yes.
And the adversary, the devil, is mad. So right now, protect her, Lord. Protect her purpose. Protect her witness.
Mm.
Protect her family.
Yes.
Protect her investments.
Yes.
Protect, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everything that she worked hard for up until this point. In the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Lord.
So, Lord, we pray for her. We pray, God, that you would give her discernment, and pray, God,
yes.
that you would give her godly wisdom.
Yes,
and we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that she'll never turn back because it's never over with you, and you'll never put on her more than what she can bear. So, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. And I'm praying right now for a greater spirit.
Yes.
I'm praying right now, Lord, for
yes.
the spirit woman to rise up over every natural circumstance.
My God.
I feel God.
Mm-hmm.
I pray right now her strength in
yes.
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, bless her entire household
God, thank
before they
you.
Break bread on Thursday. Bless the entire family
you,
before they come
yes.
together in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And, Lord, whatever else is pending, I'm still hearing it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
So let her meditate on that, God. in Jesus' name.
My God.
Amen.
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 Keep walking.
Thank
by
you.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish or what you're after, but God is saying to you tonight, it's not over.
Jesus.
Amen. I
just go
see
ahead
that.
Amen.
Jesus.
Go after it with everything in you and then some, and watch what God do.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. God bless
amazing
you both.
Well,
yes,
God bless.
We love you. God bless you. And I just have one thing to add. As Pastor was praying, I just heard, seek after me. Seek after me. Seek after me. Repeatedly. God is saying, seek after him. Seek after him. And this season is a higher heights in the deeper depths that God is even going to take you into with him. As you continue to seek after him, don't be distracted. Don't be lured away by circumstances. Just seek after God. No, that's going to be your answer for everything that tries to present itself or every quandary that you have. Seek after me. Seek after me.
Yes.
Seek after me. Seek after
yes
me. Says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive that word.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We thank God for
you.
You
both.
Yes.
Yes. Thank God for you both also. Have a good holiday.
Thank
bye-bye
you. God bless.
God, wow.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. I believe we have one more.
One more caller.
Then we'll check back with that other 973. 973-3. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Carmen. I wasn't going to call in today, but I was listening, and there was a call trying to come in, and I was doing something, and when I looked at the phone, it was April trying to call me. So I texted her, and she said, please call me. She said, I'm in the hospital with Ricky, so I got very nervous. I said, what happened? I texted her. I said, what happened to Ricky? And so she said, no, that he's been very dizzy and having a lot of headaches. So she took him to the emergency room, and, you know, they're just working on him. They're doing a CAT scan of the head, and his blood pressure is high because I guess he's nervous or something, but you know, it was unexpected. So I was listening, and I said, well, you know what? I'm on the prayer line. I'm going to ask Pastor Anthony and Rebecca to pray for Ricky.
Amen. Amen.
Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for April and Ricky and the girls, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
the entire family.
Jesus.
Right now, Lord, we send your word over
thank
to that hospital. We send your word, Lord,
you
as he is getting treatment. We send your word supernaturally, God, move right now in his life in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we thank you right now, Lord, that you will reveal everything that's going on in his physical body. Give the doctors the right test to run.
Yes,
give the doctors and the nurses wisdom. May they receive the treatment and the excellent diagnosis, Lord, that only you can give.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord, and we believe by faith right now that he is in good hands.
Yes,
and God, he is already healed in the name of Jesus through his mom and through his wife and through his children praying for him.
Yes,
we believe by faith right now, Lord, that from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, he is healed.
Yes,
so right now, Lord, the dizziness or the dizzy spells or the faintness, Lord. We believe that you would strengthen his body through your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow his body, every organ, every blood cell, every part of it, God, to function according to your divine will. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch him right now. Give his wife comfort. Give her comfort right now in the name of Jesus. And even his mom, Sister Carmen, give her comfort and peace, Lord, knowing that it's going to be well in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood over Rick. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We say it is well in the name of Jesus. So, God, the Bible says, wounded for our transgressions, Jesus, you were, hallelujah, bruised for our iniquities. the chastisement of our peace
yes.
lay upon you, and by the stripes of Jesus, we decree him healed
yes,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
So no sickness will be able to stay in his body.
Yes.
Whatever the enemy tries to plan against his health, we bind that spirit up. We bind up sickness. We bind up disease. We bind up infirmity and affliction in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, allow him to come through this. Well, allow him to come through this, God.
Wow.
Not worrying
yes.
and being treated properly in
yes.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus
and bless
name.
April, God,
yes.
as she is there with her husband.
Yes.
Give her peace, God. Give her a comfort knowing that you're in control of that situation.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So bless the Kahlo household.
Bless it, God.
And watch over all of their children.
Yes, God.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're glad, Sister Carmen, you did call. He's in good hands. He's in the hands of God, and we believe it's going to be a good report. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And I just wanted to, you know, say again that I am thankful to God for everything he has done for me. He's done more than what I deserve. And I can never, like I've always said, I can never thank him enough. And I am also thankful for you guys because I am so happy that you are my pastors because you're always there when we need you. You're always there to give, to listen. You're always there to give advice. You're always there to pray for us. And I admire you guys, and I really look up to you guys. So I am thankful for my pastors, and I am wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving with your family. And may God continue to bless you and give you all the joys of your heart. And may you continue to grow in the Lord, more wisdom and health and everything good, that the windows of heaven will just open and all these beautiful blessings will fall upon you guys.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Those kind words. We feel that and thank you. We love you for that.
Yes, yes, and we thank God for you. We're so to God be the glory. We're so glad to be your pastor,
amen.
To see your smiling face and get to give you big hugs every week.
Yeah,
we thank God for you and the family. And I heard God, as pastor was praying, and just before he said, let everything be well, I heard God say, it is well.
Jesus.
Amen. It is well. Amen. So God is just reassuring you that it is well, that it's not by chance that you're on the prayer line when you got that message, that call. It is well. And it had to happen. It had to happen. Ricky needed to go to the doctors. Amen. You know, because men sometimes don't want to go to the doctors, but God's taking care of everything is already done.
That's right.
God says even that word that was spoken earlier is already done. Amen. So it is well, and we just stand with you, and we thank God for it, the fact that he's getting himself checked out, and we stand in agreement with you tonight that it is well,
yeah.
Mother, it is well. Amen. So we thank God for you and the family. Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure you text me, you know, and let me know, confirm that it is well, all is well with Ricky.
I will.
Okay. And we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Amen. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. It is well. God said it's already done. He already moved on our behalf. That word was so prophetic. He already sent his word, and he healed Carmen's son. He already sent his word and made available the finances you need to pay that bill. God already sent his word and pulled your child up out of that trouble. He sent his word and begin to restore some things in your home and in your marriage, my God. And right now we pray for my sister Jackie, Father God, who had surgery on yesterday. Lord, I thank you for your hand upon her life. Thank you for your hand of healing on her life, God. I ask that you will continue to heal her, that you will continue to restore her, oh God. Bring her back to health. Let this speedy recovery be even quicker than the last one, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep her lifted up in her spirit. Keep her lifted up in her emotions, oh God. Amen. We bind up the hands of the enemy trying to come against her emotions, trying to get her discouraged or depressed. My God, we thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is her strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for my sister Rashida.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that her scraping came out with no cancer cells. Thank you that she's healed and whole in her body. Lord, we thank you for the good report from the doctor. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she is already healed. So we thank you, Lord, for completing the process, oh God, to get the fibroid tumors out, oh God, so that she can begin to be enjoying, Father God, pain-free living.
Totally.
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Mother Mae Thomas,
my mother.
Continue to bless her.
Yes.
Continue to keep her. Continue to, Father God, be the lifter of her head.
Joy,
continue to strengthen her. Give her a joy that surpasses all understanding. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for this mother of Zion. We thank you for every mother, every father on this line. My God, we thank you for every mother, every father on this line. God, we pray for every child, adult child, minor child, God. We pray for every child, God, that you will save our children, that you will, Father God, protect our children, God, that you will, Father God, hallelujah, indwell our children, God, that you will direct the course of our children, God, that you will bless our children, that you will redeem our children. We thank you for our children, our seed. You said our seed is blessed.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise
you, Father.
And we declare it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for Kathy Tonsil on tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Kathy Tonsil.
Yes.
We thank you for total healing, God. We thank you for touching Kathy Tonsil on tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for touching her body.
Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for total healing. We bind up Satan off of her life. We declare breakthrough over her life right now. We declare long life over Kathy Tonsil, over Ma Shirley Tonsil, over Kim Tonsil on tonight, God, over that Tonsil household, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that they are the top and not the bottom. They are the head and not the tail. Lord, we thank you that you have a great plan for Kathy, that she's still your prayer warrior, and that what the devil meant for evil, you already turned that thing around for her good. We thank you, Lord, for total healing, even when she had the procedure on her arm. We thank you for total healing, even with her heart and the pacemaker, and when she had the open heart surgery. We thank you for total healing, even in strengthening her legs, oh God, that she will be able to walk up and down stairs. We thank you for total healing with Mom Tonsil and Kathy. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that they won't have to, my God, we thank you for healing their blood, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, even that they won't have to spend their years in dialysis, my God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up their spirit of sickness, and we regulate their blood cells, we regulate their bodies, we regulate their every part of their bodies. And we declare healing over their bodies right now, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed.
Touch, Lord.
So touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, God. And we thank you that you are the God of the turnaround, and that you're already turning things around. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. So God bless you. We're going to go off the line. I don't know if that area code 973 wanted to come on, 399.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. I thought that was you, prayer warrior.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you. She's on the line, God, for Kathy. We thank you for touching her. Touch her right now, God. Even if she lends her voice to this prayer line, touch her right now. Strengthen her right now. She's been through much, God. You brought her a mighty long way. God says, I brought you this far by faith. And God is saying, continue to keep the faith because I'm not finished with you yet. God says, it's not over. I speak life. We speak life over you right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her through, God. Every mountain, every valley.
God.
And we bind up Satan in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Satan, that you have to take your hands off of God's vessel. Take your hands off of God's daughter in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you. And we bless
Lord.
Your name. In Jesus' mighty name
lift
we pray.
Your name to glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So you be encouraged and know that God is for
you.
And if God be for you, that's more than any weapon that the enemy can form against you or the whole world be against you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. He's sure trying like I don't know what.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Lift up your name to glory.
Yes. That's right. You keep praising your God, and God will give the strength that you need to do this. And we know the enemy. He tries, but no weapon against you will win. You already got the victory. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, and stay strong, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Love you.
All right. Y'all have a blessed night. Thank you.
You too. God bless you. Amen. 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 I knew that was Prayer Warrior on there. I recognized her number, and she's fighting. She's a warrior. She's fighting. Amen. And we just thank God for everybody on this prayer line. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless you. I had a call coming through. I think it was Sister Rita, Pastor. I was trying to get her on, but so that we could pray for her. But we're gonna pray for her. Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, Sister Rita, hi. You know you called my cell phone. Were you trying to get into the prayer line?
Yes, I pushed the wrong one. Thank you so much for connecting back with me.
Amen. Well, you're on the prayer line now, and everybody can hear you. So we're just getting ready to close out. We're going to pray for you. Did you have a specific prayer request?
Thank you. Well, little Kay Levine, a fever was trying to take him out. I started praying for him, so he started getting a little better. So I wanted to get that prayer on the line so y'all can pray with me and agree with me for anything that's trying to attack his body right now.
Amen. What is his name?
Caleb Ryan.
Caleb R-Y-A-N?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Caleb, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Rita. We thank you for Lord Caleb, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, this family needs you right now. We bind up fever. We bind up irregular blood pressure. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, anything that's trying to come into the body with infection, Lord, we bind that thing up in the name of Jesus. So right now, touch as only you can, God, heal and deliver and set them free from this infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, if medicines are administered, let them work, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Father God, thank you for the prayers of this mother, this grandmother, this family.
Yes,
that is, Father God, it is well, and you've already healed his body in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we believe by faith right now, Lord, this family belongs to you. Thank you for Sister Rita, Lord. Thank you for her faith in Almighty God, that you, Lord, through her faith in you,
would touch everyone that she loves, everyone she's connected to, everyone that she's caring about right now in the name of Jesus. So no fever, no infirmity, no affliction, no sickness or disease will be able to prosper or prevail. So, Lord, we thank you right now, and we call them well in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pray for her. Are you still traveling?
I'm in Tulsa right now. I'm getting ready to get that way.
Amen. Pray for her as she travels.
Father, even as she travels and is in transition, Lord, watch over her with your angelic host.
Thank you,
Father God. Influence what needs to be influenced. Open doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, the people and the things that she needs to happen in the name of Jesus during this shift, God, make it happen as only you can. God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. Lord, she is your daughter, and we know that her ladder will be greater.
Yes.
We know that her best days are the rest of her days. We believe your word, that she is a blessed woman of God, that she is anointed and appointed, and she is prosperous in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we are rising up right now and calling her blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I felt that right there.
My God.
She is a blessed woman of God.
Yes, God.
And all of her family is blessed through her.
Jesus.
So, Lord, during this trip, keep her safe.
Jesus.
Protect as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And every source and every resource that she needs, we believe by faith right now that it's already been made available.
Yes, God.
By faith, it's already been made available to her in the mighty name of Jesus. So the money that she needs,
yes,
the way things need to happen, make it all work together for her good, because, God, she loves you, and she's called according to your purpose.
Glory.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I hear no
prayer. I heard a peace be still.
Yeah. Oh, glory.
Even as I prayed in a heavenly language, I heard a peace be still. I heard a peace be still. The enemy's trying to trouble your mind. He's trying to send thoughts of worry. And even as I prayed in the heavenly language, I heard a peace be still come back
my
to
God,
me.
My God.
And that's what God is saying, daughter, in this season, peace be still.
Yes, yes, yes. And I heard the song playing, no weapon formed against you
will prosper.